Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a back of plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same,
and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein.
It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain.
Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man.
If you don't really feel this,
turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown,
but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us,
cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers.
And you can't hold us down,
we hold the crown for majors before us.
And though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up.
Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim.
So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, June the 25th. Sunday, June the 25th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very important topic for you today. Today, we want to jump right in and talk about how to raise or how to increase your energy, your vibration, your chi, your prana. Man, like this is where the rubber meets the road. All of these shows over the last, really the last couple of months have really been shows that are otherworldly, to try to put it politely. How to vibrate at your highest frequency. You know, we are in a frequency war. So I'm sitting here and I'm going through this and I'm nursing myself back to health with the help of my wife and getting myself back on point. And as I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about the attacks, I'm thinking about how this vibratory war is being waged against most people, and many of us are living and we are unaware of how to fight vibrationally, how to wage war. How does your soul fight? How do you engage in this cell war? Everything takes place on a histology level, on a histone, or on a cell phone, or on a cell level. So everything that I do, I'm on this planet to assist you with increasing your vibratory rate. And one of the things right off the bat, before we even jump into it, is that we have to, they have to, the society have to, the universe, the bad guys, they have to devalue you. So the enemy's job is to make sure that you feel, or that you sense, or that you think that you have no worth, or that you have no value. Now, let me make sure you understand the magnitude of that. Because if you notice, you've been in a battle for your self worth. You're in a war right now. It's a frequency war, and the enemy is using your own frequency, your own mind, your own thoughts, your own body, your own food, water, drink, self-esteem, sex. He's using you to defeat you. And so we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, especially for the members that are part of the Clarinomics team, because when you hang out with me, or when you associate with someone like me, you are exposing yourself to intergalactical warfare. And so it's very dangerous to listen, to hang out with, or to talk to people who have a connection with the universe. Because what's happening is these lower level entities, these lower vibrations, they understand that you don't really understand everything, so they got to get you while you are young. So since we are all spiritually immature, we're all spiritual babies, the universe, the bad guys, the lower level entities, they want to make sure that you continue to vibrate on a lower frequency. So the first thing that they do right out of the bat, they immediately attack your self-worth. They make you feel like you have no worth, and if you have no value. And then if you get to the level where I am at, they want to make sure that you don't give people all of your worth and of your value. See, I'm on the planet to increase your worth and your value. The only reason I'm here is to increase your vibratory rate. Everything that I do, I just say, it's saying the same thing in different ways. At the end of the day, I'm here to say something to make you feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, no laws apply to those things. Everybody else is here to make you feel the opposite of what I'm trying to do. Every statement I make is designed to try to increase your vibratory rate. And the best way to do that is what I call authentic DNA activation. Now, there's a lot of people who teach and talk a lot of stuff. But let me make sure you're crystal clear on one thing. God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written his laws on the minds and in the hearts of his people. God knows that you are an individualization. You are an individual expression of him. God knows, the universe knows, that the true destiny of mankind is for you to be a Christ, for you to do exactly what Yahushua said. Yahushua said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. You're not here, brother. You're not here, sister, to read about it. You're not here to watch no damn TV and watch somebody else do it. You're not here to watch the Kardashians. You're not here to watch no freaking Love and Hip Hop. You're not here to watch Empire. You're not here to give your energy to somebody else. You're here to light up your own freaking chi, prana. You're here to become your own single standing column of waveform energy. You're not here to watch somebody else. You're here to be. I am that I am. That's why you're on the planet. All of creation is groaning. It is waiting for the sons of God to manifest themselves. You are a son or a daughter of the king. You're not here to read about a king. You are a king. You're not here to worship a king. You're here to be the king. You're not here to follow no queen. You are the queen. You're here to oscillate and to vibrate on your highest possible frequency. And the enemy knows that. So he has the government. He has religion. He has chemtrails in the air. He has fluoride in your water. He got genetically modified organisms in your food. He got mercury in your mouth. He got mercury in your vaccines. He got freaking crap that you can't even freaking pronounce inside of you. Everything on earth is designed to extrapolate energy from you. What energy? The energy that God put in you. You don't have to go get energy. You are energy. Do you know that you are a generator? Do you know you have the power to generate energy? Right now, you can become motivated. You become so motivated and you could become so excited that you create this enough energy where you can go outside right now and given the right circumstances, you could pick up a car off a loved one. I guarantee you that this is documented historically all over the place where people have ran outside or they saw something happen to a loved one and they don't know how, but they garnered the strength, the power to lift a vehicle. I remember reading a story about a guy who's underneath his car. His father was working on the car. The jack fell. The vehicle fell onto his father. The dude went out there and lifted up the car off of his dad. Picked up an automobile. One dude. You can't do that. At least that's what they say. So you have to learn how to develop this unlimited energy that you have. But the first thing, it starts with understanding your worth and your value. Since the enemy knows that you don't have worth and you don't have value, and the little bit that you do have, he's trying to steal that from you. And so you're walking around thinking that your best, that you've already lived your best life. You honestly believe, oh man, it's so difficult, man, because we live in an environment. The people that love you the most, unfortunately, hinder you the most. Now, I'm not saying this is hard, man. I'm not sitting up here saying that you're supposed to leave anybody. That's not what I'm saying. Your loved ones love you because you love them. Husbands, they love their wives. Wives love your husband. But those are the people that limit you the most. Your children, they're great, man. They're awesome. But your children remember the bad things that you did. I love my kids. But my kid, my son, the thing that he remembered was he just remembered me punching him in the mouth. He don't remember me buying him a new car. Like me, I can regurgitate everything that my mom did wrong, but how much stuff did she do right? I cannot even remember. I know that there was a lot of things. There was a lot of positive memories. My brothers and sisters tell me about it all the time. But yet, why do I remember all of the bad stuff, but I can't remember the good stuff? Why is it that everything that is bad for you is promoted as good for you? Now, I've been saying this for years. I'm going to keep saying it. And I pray to God that you understand what I'm about to say. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Anything that is promoted by the government is designed to kill you. Slowly. See, they want you to suffer because they feed off your suffering. They need adrenochrome to live. That's their oxygen. The negative entities, the horde, they need Legion and his homies. They need you to suffer, brother. They need you to be angry. You got to be depressed. You got to be poor. You got to be sick. You got to be broke. You got to be busted. You got to be disgusted. You got to be upset. You got to be in a freaking emotional tirade. You got to. It's not an option. You do not have the option to be wealthy, healthy, wise, or in a great relationship. That is not on the cards for you, brother. That is not in the cards for you, sister, unless you do what I do. And unless you make that your reality. Because the world is designed to ensure and to guarantee, especially if you're a black man. Now, I can't speak for other races, but I can damn sure speak about the black man. No race on nowhere on the globe on less than 1% of the resources except for African American black people. You can go to Africa, you can go to freaking Australia with the freaking Aborigines. You can go to New Zealand, anywhere that's anybody that got melanated in the skin, them suckers have been oppressed. Why is that? Can somebody please break that down? Now, I can understand, you know, if it was just in America, black people, slavery, I can understand that, okay? Shit, you can go over to Spain. The original Spain, they know about the Moors, man. They tell, yeah, Spain used to be ran by black people. What happened to them? What about Egypt? You think the people in Egypt are real Egyptians? They ain't no damn Egyptians. The real Egyptians was black. Now, this ain't about race. I'm trying to express to you how certain entities, certain forces want to ensure that your chi and that your prana and that your energy is not activated. And these forces will do anything to ensure that you do not hang out with nor support somebody like me. You know how hard and difficult it is for you to go in your wallet and pay me, but yet you go and you pay McDonald's, you pay $300 for a pair of all Jordans. People will do anything. And you know how easy it is to go to church and give 10% of your income to the church. Now, excuse me, again, I'm almost back, about 90% now. I was about 80% yesterday. Give me a couple more days. I'm going to be back, brothers. So you know how easy it is, however, for us to support things that actually take our energy instead of give us energy. Now, it's real easy to tell. Certain people you hang around with, I can say a name of a certain person, and your energy is zoop. And I can say a name of another person and zoop. It's real easy to find out people, places, or things that give energy. People, places, or things that take energy. Real easy. I like watching people. When I say I start talking to some, I say a name and somebody's like, oh, yeah, I don't like that dude. I'm like, really? What do you do? And I say a girl's name. Oh, I don't like her. She's a blankety blank. She tried to steal my man. All of this drama. Why? Low vibration. Look at all of everything that's promoted in the commercials. Everything has sugar in it. Sugar is the number one thing that deactivates the DNA. Or one of the things that deactivate the DNA. At least, again, processed. Everything processed. Now, you can go get natural, earthly. And this is a whole thing, too. You can't find no natural stuff. Usually, it takes me, I got to go like 10 stores. But usually, I can find a seed. This year, so far, I have not been able to find a seed. Every year, it gets harder and harder. This year, I haven't been able to find one. Why? Natural. Sun. They don't want you to get the natural seeded sun. Because that natural seeded sun, again, that empowers the DNA. That activates the crystal light matrix. And now, I've been saying this for a long time. Now, you can do a lot of stuff. But let me be crystal clear on today's message. The number one way for you to activate your DNA is for you to be authentic. Now, I've never taught authentic DNA activation with that term. I had to sneak it in through the back door. So that way, because a lot of my stuff I say, then I hear on YouTube by somebody else saying the exact same thing. And not my little young protege, but other people. I'm hearing people, you know, not only black, white. And so I say words and I teach things in circles, number one, to keep people from stealing my stuff, and then also to make sure that the people who are paying for my stuff are being and are using it before other people, because you're paying for it. And so when I came out with my book, Mr. Authentic, or How to Be Authentic, that was the 12th strand. Which I, when I came out with that, then now I'm starting to see a lot of people talk about the 12 strand. Then I came out with the crystal light matrix. Now I'm seeing a lot of people talking about crystal light matrix. And then I see a lot of people, you know, and again, it's all out there for everybody. It's not like it's mine. It's just that I just need to make sure, because everybody that's saying this stuff and talking about, they're not part of the Morningstar administration. They're part of the Falling Star demonstration. So the enemy wants to take the truth, and he's going to mix it with 1% lie. And I'm going to ask you a question. How much poison does it take? People tell me all the time, well, you know, I just eat a little poison. Well, It may take a little bit longer to kill you, but you're still going to die. And so the goal for me is to make sure that you understand that they use light and sound against you. And so now we got to go, I started off talking a lot about, using mantras and light and sound and all of this stuff and grammar, grammaria, grammar twos. I'm getting ready to do the series on blood. I'm getting ready to break down the crystal light matrix inside of the blood so I can express, expose, and expand. Hopefully you guys have already signed up for that series. Again, this is one of the series I'm definitely not going to be sharing with anybody. I'm trying to figure out how not to record it. But some people that are paying for it are not able to listen live. So if I can get away from recording it, then I won't record it. But if I have to record it, I will. But again, it won't be sold. It won't be one of those. It's going to be like my Cosmic Melanin series and some of the other stuff that I've done. My Blood Alchemy, the Forbidden Knowledge series. A lot of these series I've done, you have to be careful. I don't publish a lot of this stuff. Why, Brother Will? Because there's people that come up missing. So when you now remember what I'm saying. Today's show is, okay, you got unlimited pneuma. You got unlimited spirit. You got an unlimited chi. You got unlimited prana. You got unlimited energy. Tesla said this. Tesla came out. Tesla was getting ready to come up with he was telling everybody it was a technology. It wasn't. It was your body. They killed him. Now, everything that they use technology for. Now, remember, technology, again, is a technocrat. And, again, it's part of the Luciferian agenda. So anything that a machine can do, you can do. You don't need a machine. You are the machine. So if you go out and say that, though, however, if I teach you how to use the machine, then there's no need for the machine. What does that mean? That means that there's no reason you should be paying a water bill. There's no reason you should be paying an electric bill. There's no reason you should be paying for air conditioning. There's no reason that you should be paying for television. You can teleport. You can transport. You can tune in to anything. You can beam in. You can access. There's no need for money. Right now, you could put unlimited wealth to you at any time that you want, because you are money. You don't create it. You are it. You are a current. Money is just currency. Now, remember, everything is stepped down on this earth. Remember, E equals MC squared. So energy. Now, remember, Einstein came out with this many moons ago. Even though his formula is backwards, it's still good. And even though his formula is missing a couple of things, it still works. So they Einstein, what he did, man, was crazy. Because Einstein says E equals something. He said that E equals M C squared. So he says that energy equals mass that is slowed down. So if you slow down something slower than the speed of light, it solidifies. But then he says if you take something that is solid and if you speed it up faster, the only thing that goes faster than light is scalar. Only thing that moves faster than light is what I have in my book and what I've been talking about for 20 years and what people have said, plasma physics and scalar technology. It moves faster. Now, supposedly nothing moves faster than the speed of light, right? Yeah, you might want to check that out. See, something moves faster than the speed of light. That something is you. Now, see, I've been talking about this for eons, which actually are skeons, because the word skeon is skenos, which is what my name in Hebrew means. So what does that mean, brothers? What does that mean? Well, it's called the light body. It's also called the black body. If you look at the word black, and if you look at go to dictionary.com or anywhere and type in the word black, it's interesting. That's what people talk about, melanin. And then they talk about something that has the ability, doesn't lose any of its energy. It can transfer energy over different times and different space. And whatever energy is put in, the same amount is released on the other end. So you are an energy being. And so inside of your energy, inside of your body right now, you don't need to take a pill like in the movie Unlimited. Remember that movie Unlimited? Remember the movie Lucy? And she activated, what happens if you activate 100% of your brain? See, the powers that be, they keep, that's why they gave you mercury. They put it in your mouth when you was a kid, when you had a cavity. Because mercury, metal, is the only thing that the body cannot get out. Because every blood cell in your body, again, is based upon, it's like photosynthesis. Now, the same way plants convert sunlight into energy is the same way your skin converts sunlight into energy. Now, the sun, as I've been saying for 25 years now, the sun releases something, again, it's called a photon. The Bible says that Yahushua, that's what he is. James 3, it says that there is this power that comes from above. It is earthly. It is not earthly. The power that does not come from above, it is earthly, sensual, and demonic. That's what it says in James 3. But then it says that there's a power that does come from, but it is first pure. Then it said it's peaceful. Well, that word first, in the word, it means phos in the Greek. It means photon in English. Now, I've done many shows on the sun that it not only does it emit heat, it also emits information. But the information that the sun sends, your body can use until it's transformed. So something inside the body transforms photons into neurophotons. Once it's transformed, what is the process of transforming a photon? Well, inside of your blood, there's something called crystals. So your blood has something in it that I'm going to be breaking down when I do the series on the blood god. And each of the blood god controls their domain, their dimension. These are the eight viceroys that control this dimension. And until you get past the blood god, because see, flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom. So blood, brothers, blood, sisters, is actually designed to activate, again, carbon and melanin. Now, I shouldn't be sharing you this, but I'm just sharing this with the people who think they can afford to take the series, so that way at least you have a little bit of something to run on. So if you don't understand what I'm saying, you think that your body, you think that blood, you think that everything on this earth is your friend. Because remember, you got unlimited. Something is limiting your pneuma, something is limiting your spirit, something is limiting your chi, something is limiting your prana, something is limiting your energy, something has you in a box, brother, something has you in a box, sister, and it's called your body. It's called carbon 7, it's called carbon 14, it's called carbon 21. It's great, it's off the chain, it's off the hizzle for shizzle if you want to stay on this dimension. But see, I'm a multidimensional being. I don't want to live on this dimension. In fact, I like to time travel. I like to get off this planet every once in a while and go hang out with the ancestors and go get some information and bring it back and share it with you. So the only way that I can do that is if I learn how to increase my prana while I'm inside the body, just like Jesus did. Yeshua said, I am in this world, but I'm not of this world. So until you can understand what that means, it says you can be in this body, but you're not of this body. See, I'm in this body, but I'm not of this body. I need you to understand, but since you're in this body too, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. So you got to think global. You got to think quantum realm. My goal is to understand that the container of the spirit is not the spirit. It's the container of the spirit. Lucifer is the light. He's the light bringer. He ain't the light. He's like the plastic over an electrical cord. He's designed to cover. Then he decided he wanted to be. So Lucifer decided to take the container. And he wants to make the container spirit. But the container ain't spirit. Its design, its job is to contain, not to be the spirit. So many people are confused, and they're trying to activate the container. I'm trying to activate the DNA inside the container. Now, Lucifer, he ain't stupid. He understands that. He understands that there's some folk down here who and understand how the system works. And the system is designed to keep you dumbed down. So everything on this planet, bar none, that you do is designed to limit your chi and your prana. Your job is, you're in this world, you're in this body, you got to eat food, drink water, watch TV, go to the movies, all of this stuff. You want to limit that. Why? Every movie, first of all, they took the yurt off the planet. There's the frequency of love is not even on the planet. So you've been bombarded every day to keep your body acidic. Now, I've been saying this for years, that seeing Gospel of Peace, when Lucifer or when Yahushua was talking to, binding and removing the devil, it was in your gut. So I'm going to say it again. What is the state and the status of your body, the alkalinity? Entities can only deal emotion. Cray Cray can only do and hang out with acidic people. Cray Cray cannot hang out with alkaline people. So if you already, you're already at a disadvantage, if depending on if you got a particular blood type. So if you got a particular blood type, your particular blood god, blood again is Hama, which means basically just means existing one, but it means red one. So depending on your blood type, your blood means red. Your blood actually again means Hama, or Hamash. It means life. And then type means pattern. So certain people are at a disadvantage because, again, of their blood type. So you need to do that. That's what I'm going to be sharing during the series, the eight blood types and the eight gods that control those blood types. So depending on your god, you got to work with that god or you got to work around him. And if you don't know that, then it's very difficult for you to under over and understand and to maintain a joyful, loving, high vibratory rate. Because that is your energetic frequency or your energetic shield or your energetic signature. So when I go out to sign and get a check from the spirit realm, they're going to ask me for my spiritual signature. That's my name. That's my date of birth. That's my blood type. And so when I go and I go sign a check, if your name is Rockefeller, you can sign a check. I'm just using this hypothetically. On earth, your name got more weight. Because if you are the descendant of a Rothschild, if you're six, you got more power than somebody that's 60 just because of your name. Because of the Rothschild, you are a Rothschild. You got a shield automatically just because of your birthright. And so, do you know your birthright is based upon your where you was born? That's why I do Dear Kinnear reports. That established a certain level of chi, a certain level of prana on this dimension. Well, in the other dimensions, that doesn't mean shiznit. It only works on this dimension. So when you get off this dimension, they don't care if you're a Kennedy. They don't care if you're a Rothschild. Those entities off this dimension, they walk through you like butter, whether you're a Kennedy or a Rothschild. They don't care if your last name is Schwarzenegger. They don't care if you're a Zulu warrior. They only concern with one thing, how much energy you got. Now, people say a lot of things. I went to the emergency room the other night. I got there. I waited 4 hours in the emergency room. There had to have been at least 30 people there when I got there. There had to be at least about 20 people there when I left. I didn't even get seen. I got up and left, man. Now, I went because, you know, people are concerned about me. My wife said, hey, honey, you've been sick for a while. And not like sick, but, you know, you got a fever. And, you know, you got a lot of congestion. And usually, you know, you do a little watermelon, lemon. But all the stuff you're doing, remember, I couldn't find no watermelons, though. Couldn't find no real. I finally found some lemons. But all the other lemons I was buying was... they were not organic. Because remember, the enemy knows. He knows I know how to increase my prana, my spirit, my chi, my pneuma. So he doesn't want me to have access to the tools. He wants me to use technology or form a chaos. So I'm like, hey, if it doesn't work, then hey, I use the system. I'm just going to get in and out before the system know I'm there. Because that people go to the hospitals, they don't come out. Not that hospitals are bad. It's just that I don't need one. But I went anyway. End up leaving. Next day, got 100% better. Remember I told you guys story? I went to the dentist. Remember I had this tooth holding my tooth for over a year. Man, I don't know how long. A good 3 months, tooth was hurting. Finally, I was like, man, I got to go to the dentist. I go to the dentist. They shot me 5 times with, I don't know what the hell it was, but supposedly one time they said they could pull anybody's tooth out with one shot of this Novocaine or whatever it was. So first time they put the plows on my tooth. Oh, dude, I can feel that. They really, you shouldn't feel that. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I can feel that. Okay, hit him up again. Hey, I can feel that. Hit him again. I can feel that. Hit him again. 5 times, brothers. I don't know. For whatever reason, that. The universe did not want that tooth out, even though the dentist, and he showed me the x-ray, So I'm like, well, maybe it's in there. They say, no, dude, let me show you an x-ray. There's no enamel. See, that's tooth, there's a hole, there's nerve, and then that's why it hurts, bro. It's like that nerve is exposed. And that's been like that since you was in the military, 20 years? How the hell are you even walking around? Like, I don't know. It just don't hurt. He said, that's not possible. I said, dude, I'm telling you, don't. He said, no, it hurts. And they know it just started hurting 3 months ago. He said, no, it's been hurting. You just maybe didn't notice it. So I go to the dentist. Nothing. The dude cannot take my tooth out. They structured me to go into have to go see an oral specialist to put me under totally asleep. That's the only way they can get the tooth out. Well, tooth doesn't hurt no more. What am I saying? I'm just saying that I had to raise my vibration. So I just made up in my mind that, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep my tooth. For some reason or other, I went. It didn't work. That means the universe is telling me to keep it. So I went to them. I went. I told the wife, I said, because, you know, your loved ones are concerned about you. You're not your normal self. I'm coming around. The wife is like, hey, dude, something's wrong. You know, I know that you think you're a guru and all this stuff, but hey, this could be something serious. You don't know. You ain't a doctor. You know, after a week of hearing that, I say, hey, babe, you know what? You're right. So I'm going to go to the doctor. I go. I can't even get seen. Freaking 30 people up and down. They were worse condition than me. So I took my happy-go-lucky behind back home. And I just decided, I ain't going to no damn doctor. I'm going to heal myself. Feel a lot better. I just made a what? Diligent, concrete decision. That's all I did. See, what happens when you shift? See, the shift only happens when your back is up against the wall and you ain't got no other options. See, I went, doctors couldn't see me. I ain't got no other options now. I got to heal myself. Bam. Nothing happens until the mind is made up. Nothing. The only reason that you're in the situation that you're in, you ain't made up your mind yet. Now, you think you did, but you didn't. You still got an escape route. It's unconscious. See, I always knew that, well, hey, if the shit has hit the fan, I'm just going to go to the emergency room. That was option B. Well, I went to option B. Now option B is gone. So then the universe said, oh, shit, what are you going to do? Okay, I got to increase my vibratory right now. The same thing that happens to me happens to you. So you're going to keep going and going and going. And you got an option. You ain't going to tell nobody, but you got that option there. And as long as you got that option, you cannot increase your vibratory rate. Because the universe knows that you're going to take that option. As soon as the shit has hit the fan, you're going to call Uncle Sue. And until Uncle Sue's gone, no, Uncle Sue always have your back or, you know, whatever, financially, something hits the fan. Nothing happens until you ain't got no other options. Then when you ain't got no other option, it's you and the universe, and you make up in your mind, that's when your thoughts, that's when your feelings activate and your physical body actually changes. Now, this is called what I call authentic DNA activation. Now, I've been doing this since I was a kid. It started when I was 8 years old. When I was a little kid, and I got tired of getting my ass whooped every day. Y'all know the story. Now, I did a series way back with my Theocentric Nutrition series where I said that Lucifer, Satan, Devil, Beelzebub is actually what we call tapeworms or what we call worms inside of your digestive system. Now, I did that series back in 2010 on October the 3rd, 2010, during my health care, disease care series. And the reason I'm telling you that, brothers and sisters, today is because many of us, the reason you ain't got no energy is because you got tapeworms in your body. Because you eat too much sugar and you eat too much freaking soul food. And so you need to detox, which is why I recommend doing a watermelon diet, which is why you can't find watermelons anymore. Because that is one of the, if not, it ain't the only one, but it's the best one that I know of to detox, to get rid of loose and far out of your body. Now, if you don't believe me, just read the Essene Gospel of Peace. It explains to you, and it tells you that the thing that comes out of your rectum. The stuff that comes out of your rectum, they say in the Essene Gospel of Peace, they say those are devils. Now, I know, you're looking for the devil out there. Keep fighting the devil out there. He out there too. But you take care of the one inside your body first. Did you get rid of that sucker? You can't increase your pneuma. You can't increase your spirit. You can't increase your chi. You can't increase your prana. You can't increase your energy because you're taking in food that you're eating for your tongue and you're not eating for your cells. Have you ever stopped and asked your blood cells? Blood cells, what would you like to have today? You know what they're going to tell you? We like a 12-cell sauce. Your blood cells will tell you, put some salts in us, in your body, homie. Your blood cells are not interested in no sugars. Your blood cells needs electrolytes. It's called the electricity that lights up the body. That's why it's called electrolytes. These are cell salts. Now, you was born with 9 of them, 3 of them then that you don't have, depending on the months that you were. So if you take the month that you was born, and if you go back and you count back 9 months, if you're not a preemie, that means that your body naturally developed those 12 cell salts. Now, I have this inside of your DNA report. So if you look at the end of your DNA report, it tells you, you can look at it and you can see which cell salts you need to take. So I'm not going to sit up here and try to tell you which ones that you need to take. All I know is cell salts are they got anti-gravity properties. But I didn't tell you that. Don't tell nobody I told you either. Cell salts got anti-gravity properties. If you want to astral project, if you want to time travel, if you want to become spiritual, if you want to vibrate on a higher level, homie, you need to get the 12 those cell salts. Those are enzymes that your body needs in order for you to astral project. Now, I'm not talking about this mystical stuff that everybody else talks about. I'm talking about on a cellular level where while you are sleeping, you have what I would call a dream. And last night I was in a dream, and I went somewhere in that dream. Now, I'm not sitting up here telling you that I got out of my body and went and walked the streets of France, and I did that and the other. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I keep it real. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth. To me, it was just like I had a dream, but it felt real. And in the dream, I went somewhere, and I hung out with somebody, and I talked to some people. And they told me the message I'm sharing with you right now, that's where I got the message from. Now, I'm not going to make it all mystical and say I saw no little green men and no bright lights and all this other stuff to try to make myself more than what I'm not. I'm going to tell you the truth. I just had a dream. I have dreams all the time. But some dreams I remember, and some dreams I don't. And so I'm sitting up here trying to express, expose, and expand to you. The only way for you to activate your chi, your prana, the 12 strands of your DNA, I don't know nothing about yoga techniques. I don't know nothing about throwing no salt over your shoulders, sprinkling no damn chicken blood. But what I do know is if you become authentic, you can doctor yourself. Meaning, when you become authentic, you become homeopathic. You unlock those dormant DNA strands that are there waiting for you to be real. See, the universe don't like fake people. God don't like people that ain't real, man. So I'm not going to come up here and try to act like I'm some no big guru. I ain't no guru. I'm just a real dude. I live in a real house. I drive a real car. I got a real wife and real kids. I got problems and bills just like everybody else. So I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt, but I'm going to tell you what works. I had a fever of 102. I freaking had chills, been vomiting and throwing up for damn near 2 weeks. And now I'm not. And the only reason, I know things that I've been saying for 20 years that science is finally verifying, and I have this inside of my life optimization chart. And my life optimization book, and my life optimization course, and I teach people how to be authentic, so that way they can activate their DNA. And so, if you are wanting to optimize and maximize your life, I have a course that teaches you how to do that. Now, this course on paper costs $25,000. Now, I sell it for $5,000. Why? I want to make sure. Now, remember, my purpose on earth, according to my name, which means Betaziel. And if you don't believe me, go to my website, masterteachers33.com. Click on the link that says Betaziel. Read what my name means in the Hebrew. Or look it up and just type in the word Betaziel. Look it up for yourself. Then look at typing the word Skinos and Skion. I'm here to build your temple. That's my purpose in life. People told me to stop doing that. When I was a kid, and in most relationships, even in my current relationships, me and my wife, we struggle a little bit. Why? Because my wife tells me, why are you building up Susie's temple? Why don't you build up my temple? I said, baby, that's my job. I'm here to build temple. So I know I'm at 33. I know that I got Christos. I got Christ consciousness. That means that my love is for the globe. It's for the universe. So all my life, somebody's been trying to put me in a box. Every female I get with, they say, they love me only. So, well, baby, I do love you. You know there's five types of love. So I give the other four types to other people, but I give you all five types. So, but unfortunately, I'm called to give and to assist the universe. Now, I'm not talking about none of this bullshit that everybody else is doing. You know, I'm not saying I'm supposed to go out and be sleeping with nobody. Hopefully, y'all understand that. It bothers me the fact that I'm sensing that I need to say that. So let me say it for people that freaking misconstruing what I'm saying. I don't got no license to go around and sleep with people. That's not of God. That's not what I'm saying. I don't got no license to go around and flirt with people. That's not of God. That's not what I'm saying. No man or no woman. There's some fool out there talking about, you know, women are supposed to drink his sperm and all of this David Koresh stuff. I'm not talking about that, man. It hurts my heart that I even got to say it. But unfortunately, I do got to say it because I know somebody listening to this message is going to say, well, hey, Brother Will said that, hey, he's supposed to love everybody. That is not what I'm saying. I'm supposed to build your temple to house the Shekinah glory of God. It ain't got nothing to do with sex. In fact, sex is a waste of freaking time. That's one of the ways that the enemy is stealing your chi and your prana. That's why you can't vibrate on a higher level. You're too busy wasting your seed watching porno flicks. That is the number one exhaustion of energy, sex. Sex is a waste of time. If you're spending your time freaking chasing, I did that already, man. I ran through the women just like everybody else did. I'm not doing that no more. Sex is a waste of time. You wasting your seed, man. You casting your pearls among swine. Eating is a waste of time, dude. Yeah, you go out and eat. The people posting on Facebook, they're at these fancy restaurants. Man, yeah, too, I do that. You know, I understand. Don't get it twisted. Eating is a waste of time. How much time you spend preparing food? All that does is lower your vibration. Drinking. So, Brother Will, I'm a casual drinker. Okay, you're just casually using energy. That is a waste of time. That depletes your chi, your prana, your energy. Drinking alcohol, smoking dope, doing marijuana, doing hashish, doing freaking mushrooms, you know, all that crap, man. Everybody tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, you don't understand, dog, it has municipal properties. Yeah. Okay. Keep on operating with that, brother. Anything you can do with a plant or machine, you can do yourself. Don't believe me? Just go to dictionary.com, go to Google, type in entheogens, and look at how many entheogens your body naturally produces if you provide it with the 12-cell salts. There is nothing that you can get outside of your body that your body does not already produce itself. You are a single standing column of waveform energy. You don't need nothing. Godliness plus contentment is great gain. Contentment means, and again, don't believe me, please, go to dictionary.com or go to blueletterbible.org and look it up for yourself. Contentment means not needing outside assistance. You don't need no thing, brother. You don't need no thing. You got everything that you need for life and godliness. God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. It was given to you at birth. Everything is a distraction. Everything that you're doing on this planet is designed to suck the life out of you. That's the only reason you die. The only reason that you die is because you are casting your pearls among swine. The people who cast the less pearls, they live the longest. So everything on earth is designed to suck the life out of you. So your job is to limit it. And your job is to activate your chi and to replace it. Sure, you got to live. I ain't saying that you can't live. Sure, you're gonna have sex. Sure, you're gonna drink some water. And ain't no, you know, they're going to have fluoride in it. If not, they're going to put something in it. They're going to get you. Sure, you got to eat some genetically modified chicken. You can go to Popeye's with your family and everybody else going to be eating it. And they're going to offer it to you. You know, you're going to go to a birthday party. They're going to have cake there. You don't want to offend the wedding or the person. So you're going to take a bite of cake. No problem. But what are you going to do? How do you get it out your system? That's all I focus on. Every day, I teach how to get it out. People die from mucus in their body. Why was I sick? I was chunking up what? mucus. The only way the system, the enemy knows, he got to put mucus. Hey, you got to get mucus in Brother Will's body. And he's trying to do the same thing to you. You know that listen to acidic music put mucus in your body? You can't just listen to anything. When you listen to certain music, it produces acid inside the body. It's acidic. That produces mucus. You die. You hang around with people with low vibration. What do you think happens? So you hang around with a bunch of people that they don't like you. Now that in your face, they're going to tell you that, oh, we love you. But you're going to pick up their vibe. You're going to notice when you go around them, you're going to like feel a little off. You're going to feel a little uncomfortable. And then you're going to come home, give it a week or two, you're going to be sick. Why? They put acid in your body. So you got to watch the music. You got to watch the people. What are the food? Oh, man, we already know about the food. So you eat a bunch of fast food and acid. What about what you see with your eyeballs? All of these acidic shows. Do you know that when you watch low vibration TV, it's lowering your vibration so you can't increase your chi, your prana, your pneuma? Everything on earth is designed, even right now as we're talking, there are sounds that you cannot hear. Pets can hear. They can pick it up. But what is it doing to your body? These ELFs. Extreme low frequencies. What are they doing? Lowering your vibratory rate, your energy, your prana. Brothers and sisters, everything on earth and 90% of the people in your life, they're sent. They're sent. Do you know that you may have married the person? You remember that movie, Sleeping with the Enemy? Pimp the Game. The enemy going to send somebody your way and hope to God you fall in love with them. And so that way your vibratory rate is in check. Why? Stay in your box, Negro. Get out of that box if you want to. Wife going to be pissed off. Spend your whole life trying to make somebody happy that's killing you. How do you know? How do you know? Very easy. Very easy. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. If you are hanging out with anything, anybody, any food, any water that doesn't produce those fruits of the spirit, you need to get up out of there quickly because it's destroying your vibration. So let me be very specific as I close. How do I increase my pneuma? How do I increase my prana? How do I increase my chi? How do I increase my energy, my entity, my spirit? Because it's unlimited. God is unlimited. You are an unlimited. You got unlimited wealth. You got unlimited health. You got unlimited wisdom. You got unlimited relationship. You can have a relationship. You can go out to the seashore right now. A dolphin to swim by. You and that dolphin could hang out. You could talk to the dolphins. You can swim with the dolphins. You can communicate with them. They can tell you how they're doing. You got that ability right now. You can go out there and you can do, you know, what the dog whisperer does. You can do that too. You can become the freaking, you can become the plant whisperer. Now, it's interesting how certain people activate a certain frequency and they become an expert, right? The dog whisperer. There's a horse whisperer. Remember that dude that was the horse whisperer? Certain people have certain relations with certain pets. Some people love cats. Some people don't like cats. Some people love dogs. Some people like birds, hummingbirds. I see this one lady on YouTube. She got all this stuff in her backyard, all these freaking hummingbirds from all over the place come to her backyard. Why? She got the vibe or frequency to communicate with the hummingbirds. You have that same ability, that same capacity. And the way that you do that, my brothers and sisters, is to increase your vibratory rate. Now, we already talked about all the stuff that lowers your vibratory rate. Junk food, alcohol, sex, environmental, oh man, chemtrails, fluoride, you know, red meat, white sugar, processed sugar, all that, you know, pharmacia, what else, man, rap music, hardcore music, heavy metal music, metal in your mouth, mercury, ooh, what about vaccinations, oh man. And the list goes on and on. All that stuff, pretty much everything that you do or everything that is done to you and everything that is promoted by the government, meant. So the word government turned around is the word meant, govern, meant to govern. So the government is here because they're meant to govern you. So how do you increase your vibratory rate? Well, hey, number one, what's the one thing you can't control? Your brain. I know it's difficult, but guess what? Nobody chooses your thoughts. You do. Let me say that again. To raise your vibratory rate, I don't give a flying banana what happens to you. The only thing that matters is how you respond. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. This is the most important thing because this is the only thing that you can control. You can't control the weather, brother. You can't control the president who become president. You can't control whether they raise your taxes or not. You can't control how much money you make on your job. You can't control that. You can't control it. But you can control if they fire you today, how you're going to react. You're going to get pissed off. You're going to turn over some chairs. You're going to curse the freaking manager out. You're going to go to your car, get your gun, and come back and shoot up the place. What you going to do, homie? You control that, brother. Don't tell me, well, Brother Will, you don't understand, dog. Man, they've been treating me like this. No, no, I understand. I'm a black man in America, brother. You're not talking about somebody that just fell off the boat. You control your emotions. Nobody else do. You do. So your job is, number one way to activate your chi, your prana, and raise your, don't let nothing outside of you affect what's going on inside of you. No thing. Is it easy? No, it ain't easy. Jesus himself said, hey, somebody walk up to you, slap you on your left cheek, turn it in the right. They ask for your jacket, give them your cloak. What am I saying? Attitude of gratitude. It sounds simple. You heard it 1,000 times. I know you was waiting for something deep and mystical, extraterrestrial. No, it's simple. God uses the simple to confound the wise. How do you activate your sales? Gratitude. Love. Joy. What's the first one? Love. Faith, hope, and love. The grace of these three is love. Why? Love is God. I don't know how we miss it. We keep missing the forest because we're looking for the trees. So we got to stop looking for the trees and realize that we are the forest. So the Bible says that returning good for evil is like reaping coals of fire upon people's heads. Why does it say, why was it a heat term? It's like reaping coals of fire. So when you return good for evil, you are activating the fire, the kundalini fire. You're activating the pyramid, the pyramid. Pyro means fire. Mid means middle. You're activating the fire in the middle of your spine. Every time somebody says, hey, man, you are sorry, mother. God, brother, God bless you. I love you, man. You're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Every time you return good for evil, it's like reaping coals of fire upon their heads. So you activate your chi or your prana when you do good deeds to people who do bad deeds to you. Now, the Bible says anybody can do good for good. So I walk up to you and I say, hey, brother, I love you, man. And you said, man, I love you too, Brother Will. You are off the his or full schism. We both loving each other. It's funny. Christians go to church on Sunday. Church is packed right now. Excuse me. With people loving each other. Why don't they go downtown with all that love to the homeless people? Yeah, them Negroes ain't going to do that. In fact, why? Do you know that there will be no such thing as homelessness if the church opened the doors and let the people stay in the church? Homelessness will be over. There's a freaking church in the hood on every damn corner. And then you go out there and there's homeless dudes out there. Why don't the church open up the doors and let the homeless people stay in the church? Feed them, take care of them, love on them. Oh, well, you know, brother, yeah. That's what I thought. Returning good for evil activates your prana, your chi, increases it, in fact. People tell me all the time, well, brother, well, I got a lot of energy. Y'all already know. I work out 2-3. Now, the whole time I've been sick, I haven't stopped working out. I be going to the gym, and I had to kind of slow it down a little bit because people were looking at me a little crazy. Because when I already had a fever. Then I started exercising. I was sweating like, I mean, I changed my shirt like 3 times. It was like drenched. And I remember walking past one dude that worked there. He looked at me like, and he wanted to say something, but he didn't say nothing. I know he wanted to say something like, brother, you all right? So you know when you're sick, you kind of, you know, your eyes look a little, you know, a little dim and stuff. So I knew he was like, dude, why are you up in here on your deathbed trying to freaking run on the damn treadmill? I know that's what he was thinking, but he didn't say nothing. Why? Energy. So even when I'm sick, I got more energy than most people. But I do things to increase my energy. So number one, gratitude. Number two. Now this is really important. Now we all know this, but we don't know it. Sunshine. It's simple, right? You want to increase your product. Now, I've been sick. Now, every day I go outside, I take my chair, I sit in my backyard, I take my clothes off. I don't get naked, I leave my drawers on. I want to scare the neighbors. I go outside and I sit in the sun. That's what I do every day. 5-10 minutes. Right in the heat of the day, between like 12 and 2, somewhere in there. I go outside now. Now thankfully, it's been really, really hot here in Texas, in San Antonio. You want to activate your chi? You want to activate your prana? One, gratitude. But it can't be just, oh, you love me, I love you. And that dog's going to hunt. If you want to activate your chi, brother, if you want to activate your chi prana, if you want to activate and increase the pneuma, the ruach, your spirit, you want to become a holy man, a water walker, a tongue talker, turn over some chairs, yeah. Love people that don't love you. Purposely find somebody that you know that don't like you and be nice to them. Try that on. I triple dare you, to pick up your phone and call somebody that you know that don't like you and be nice to them. Watch how it makes you feel, brother. Your blood cells in your body just tingle. I don't care what they do. They probably curse the phone, curse you out, hang up on you. Doesn't matter what they do to you. It only matters what you send out. Now remember, give and it shall be given. Since you giving out gratitude and love to somebody who you know don't like you. In fact, call somebody and apologize for something that you didn't do wrong. They did you wrong. Reach out to them and say, hey, you know what, man, I just wanted to bury the hatchet. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talked in a while. You know what, blah, 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 blah. Then after you do that, go outside in the sun. Go for a walk. Just go for a walk through your neighborhood when the heat of the day, when it's the hottest. Even if you can only stand out there for 2 minutes, just go out there in the heat of the day. Now, I know everybody's going to tell you you're crazy, blah, 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 blah. And if you're Caucasian, you can't really stay out there too long because you might get a little toasted. But you go out there in the heat of the day. Number three. Number one, gratitude. Number two, get you some sun. Number three, this is a cookie, bro, right here. Y'all ready for it? Number three, activate your chi, increase your prana. Laugh and hug. Now, those two are one. People hug people, and they got an attitude. That dog don't hunt. Now, they say, this is true, scientifically, every time you hug somebody, it increases your endorphins inside your body. It increases oxytocin inside the body. So every time you hug somebody, it releases oxytocin in your body. But it's only when you hug somebody while smiling or laughing. Come on, somebody. Hug. Man, now I'm a hugger. This gets me in trouble with gay dudes all the time. Gets me in trouble with everybody, in fact. Because if everybody who knows me, man, if I see you, man, I like, hey, you stick out your hand, I'm a hug you. Now, with the females, I get in trouble all the time. Wife be like, oh, you hugged her mighty tight. I said, damn, I hug everybody tight. You just kind of held on a little bit long, didn't you? Whatever. Y'all know what it is. Hug somebody, man. Hug somebody, but while you are hugging them, you got to smile. And if you laugh at the same time, oh, man, it floods your body with oxytocin. Oxytocin, again, is the chemical, the love chemical, that activates the chi and the prana and the pneuma, and it increases your vibratory rate. That's how you increase your, that's how you got, you want unlimited energy. That's not, anybody want an unlimited energy? Anybody want to be able to freaking, you know, like do what Yahushua did. I was about to say do what I do, but no. Do what Yahushua did. He walked on walls, walked through walls, walked on water, raised the dead, healed sick folk. Y'all want to do that kind of stuff? That's what I want to do.
So the first thing is, Yahushua had an attitude of gratitude.
Now, I don't know if he was happy all the time. I just know he was happy a lot of the times. I just know that he had love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. He had the fruit of the Spirit, number one. Number two, get you some sunshine. Man, get in touch with nature. Live, get out of these concrete cities, the concrete jungles, and get back in touch with nature. And number three, you really actually got to like people, man. Number three really is, when I say hug, smile, it's like if you're not in love, like how do you be love if you're not in love? Let me say that again. So you married to somebody and y'all fell out of love. Y'all don't like each other. Y'all just, you know, money. Hey, if I divorce him, it's going to cost me too much. The whole cheaper to keeper thing. I keep saying relationship. It is not just relationships. You in a job you don't like. You in a house. You driving a car. You got, you know, you everywhere, man, you don't like. There's no love. But you wondering why your energy is low. Now, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy by nature. Thankfully, God designed me this way. And I like people. I like talking, laughing, joking, and having a good time. So these three things are easy. Now, that's a lot of more stuff that you can do. We can go a little bit further down the rabbit trail. But these three are the most important. Notice I ain't say nothing about no food. I ain't say nothing about water. I ain't say nothing about breathing. That's what everybody else teaches. Notice that these three things doesn't require you really to buy anything. No money. How much money does it cost you to maintain a positive attitude, an attitude of gratitude? How much money you got to pay to some guru to get some sun? How much money does it cost you to walk down the street and to see somebody and walk over there and give them a hug, laugh and joke? How much money does that cost you? Notice these three things that I have don't cost you a dime. You don't need no guru. Nobody got to teach you. You ain't got to go through no 12-step program. You ain't got to practice no yoga techniques, no mantras, nothing. To activate or to increase your energy, the way I do it, I just decide I'm going to be happy. I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care how much money I got. I don't care how I'm feeling. I just make a conscious decision I'm going to be happy. Then I make a decision that I'm going to give me some sun. Even when the weather is bad, I will the sun to come out. I say, Father, I need 5 minutes of sunshine at least. So every day I try to at least get 5 minutes of sunshine. If sometimes I have to go and stand in my driveway, I know the neighbor, if I think I'm a little touched in the head, I know my neighbors be looking at me like, damn, that fool, man, I think he touched in the head. Maybe they dropped him on his head when he was little. Sometimes I go out in my driveway, and I will stand in my driveway, and I look up at the sun for about a minute or two. I just stand there. And I know people probably be watching me like, what the hell is that fool looking at? I'm just letting the sun hit my face. And then I go back inside, and that's I'm good for the day. And then I meet somebody. I was back in my ministry days, man. Everybody knew when I was at church, I used to love to hug people. And I was always smiling. They always tell me, back in my church days when I was in ministry, like, dude, you are always happy. I am. I'm always upbeat. Even when things are going bad, man. I've been sick for 2 weeks. I would go to the gym. I see the people at the gym. Hey, what's up, man? I'm not going to let my fever or whatever bring me down. You know what I'm saying? I'm until they put my black ass in a box, I'm going to be smiling. I'm going to be happy. Now, I can go to a whole bunch of stuff, but, brother, those three things will at least start the activation process of what I call, again, authentic DNA activation. Everybody else got all this other stuff. But unless you're authentic, what does that mean? Now, you got to be real. You got to be true with yourself. You can't be fake. You can't be phony. You got to fall in love with yourself. So in closing, I'm looking for two people to join the rest of my Clarinomic team. Remember I said the program is worth $25,000? Where did I get that number from? Well, the program includes Dear Kinnear Report. That costs $300. 50 books. On average, each one of my books sells for $199 because they got $199, way worth more than that in them. On average, some of the books are $4.99. Some of the books is $19. But on average, my books average a cost of $199. You multiply that times 50, that comes out to $9,950. The program consists of 365 one-hour classes. 365, each class on average, when I do a class, sometimes I do $20-$25. On average, when I do my series, again, it comes out to about $25. If you multiply that out, that comes out to $9,125. And it comes with 52, that's the number of weeks, one one-on-one a week. 52 one-on-ones, that comes out to $5,200. Now, I got folks, don't want to pay that. Now, a lot of people, or some, not a lot, they even got a discount on the $5,000. Now, if you add up the numbers I just gave you, $300 for the Dear Kinnear Report, $10,000 for the 50 books, $9,125 for the 365 hours of audio shows, $5,200 for the one-on-ones. If you add all that up, that comes out to $24,975. Round that up, $25,000. So I'm giving you a $25,000 program for $5,000. And then I gave most people $1,000 off that if they pay cash. And then I gave some people who was part of the old program $1,000 off that. So that's a $25,000. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this so that way I know. Because the enemy will tell me, your program ain't worth shizness, homie. And then people see, if I don't know my own value. Now, remember, when I started off today's program, I said the number one way that the enemy steals your key and your prana is to make you think you ain't got no damn value. So every time I'm feeling bad, every time I'm feeling lonely, every time I'm feeling, you know, hey, man, you know what, nobody signed up for my program. You know what, man, you know what, maybe I should go get me another job. You know what, hey, maybe I'm not having an impact on the universe. Maybe I'm not called to increase people's worth and value. Every time I doubt myself, I pull this out and I read it to myself. So I see that I am freaking giving $25,000 worth of stuff for $5,000. I'm giving way more in use value than I'm receiving in monetary value. So anytime some lost, befuddled, confused individual try to say that I'm charging too much for what I do, I don't say nothing to them. I go back and I build up myself. And I tell myself, you're giving them a 600-page report for $300. You're giving them 50 books. You're giving them 365 hours of concrete information that is designed to elevate the soul, the spirit, and the body. And you're willing to sit down, go to a therapist and see how much it costs for sit on somebody's sofa for 1 hour. And you're doing that once a week. For 52 freaking weeks, and they got the audacity, obviously, they don't, because you ain't told them. This is the first time I've said this, I think, publicly. So I'm going to make sure that, because maybe people just don't know. And it's maybe my fault, because I ain't told nobody. So I need to make sure you understand what you are receiving when you become a part of this life optimization. Because a lot of people blow a lot of smoke. But I don't know nobody that's going to give you a 600-page report that tells you about yourself, that's going to give you 50 books to help elevate yourself, that's going to give you 365 hours of program, 1 hour programming to help you elevate yourself and to sit and talk to you mano-a-mano, one-on-one, to help you understand yourself. I don't know of no other program that does that with that amount of information. That's why I charge $5,000, because it's worth $25,000. So whatever you're doing, whatever you're providing to the universe, make sure you can do that too. Make sure that whatever product, service, or information that you got out, brother, make sure that you can tell yourself and you can prove to yourself why you charge what you charge. Are you worth what you claim you're worth? Don't prove it to nobody else. Prove it to yourself, bro. Prove it to yourself, sis. And see, when you can prove it to yourself, there's no devil, there's no demon, there's nothing on the earth, off the earth, under the earth that can come into my face and tell me you ripping people off. I don't give a damn what nobody said. I got the proof because I just read it to you. And anybody that got half a brain can read the same thing and say, yeah, you know what? I don't know if I would value the books at that high of a value, but still, hey, I don't know if I would value the program, you know, the one-on-one at that high. I don't even know if I would value the 365 hours. It's still 365 hours. Sure, you may put less value on it than I do, but I ask myself, I got almost 60 years on the planet. How valuable is my life? I'm giving you my life. So my life is valuable. At least it's valuable to me. And I think it's valuable to you too. So brothers and sisters, I love you, man. I appreciate you. It is my prayer that you under, over, and understand that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have worth. You have value. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of God's eye. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You've been justified. You've been sanctified. You've been glorified. You've been called. You've been set aside for such a time as this. Now it is your time to shine. What good is a salt? What good is salt that has lost its flavor? Make sure, my brothers and sisters, that you are operating and vibrating on your highest possible level by hanging out with people like me who are here to assist you with vibrating on that level. For more information about my course, just simply email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brother and sister, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.